publicity stunts, how to get noticed, and in the news. Publicity stunts are a cheap and effective way for getting a business in the news. The basic idea is to do something spectacular that will attract the attention of the press. Here are some famous ones that worked extremely well.
On the 16th of December, 1773, American patriots dressed as Mohawk Indians threw 342 chests of tea into Boston Harbor. They were protesting against heavy taxation by the East India Company. As a result, they received mass awareness for their cause, and it helped pave the way for the American War of Independence.
In March 1977, the punk rock group The Sex Pistols signed to A&M Records at a press ceremony held right outside Buckingham Palace, the Queen's London residence. The real signing had taken place the day before, but this one generated a lot of publicity.
In May 1986, more than 7 million people, including President Ronald Reagan, joined hands in a human chain across 16 states to raise money for the hungry and homeless in the United States. Participants paid $10 to reserve their place in the chain.
In September 2003, Mark McGowan was unhappy about his student debt. So he used his nose to push a peanut from Goldsmiths College in London to 10 Downing Street as a form of protest. The two-week journey through London drew massive media interest. It ended up with McGowan delivering the nut to Prime Minister Tony Blair, asking him to accept it as payment for his debt.
In 2004, bookmaker Ladbrokes organized an interesting betting opportunity. After electronically tagging 17 albatrosses, they accepted bets on the first bird to migrate across the Southern Ocean first. All proceeds generated during the Big Bird race were donated to the Save the Albatross campaign. After a long journey, Aphrodite, sponsored by Jerry Hall, crossed the finish line first. A similar event was organized the following year, but all the birds went missing off the coast of Australia.
In 2007, 2.2 million people turned off all their non-essential lights in Sydney, Australia, to raise awareness of climate change issues. A year later, the event, known as Earth Hour, captured a global audience of 50 million people across 35 countries. Famous landmarks to join in included the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and Rome's Colosseum.
In 2010, the Art and Antiques Unit of the Metropolitan Police staged an exhibition of fake art at the V&A Museum. Their aim was to raise awareness of the methods involved in detecting and preventing art forgery. Detective Sergeant Vernon Rapley, head of the police unit, said, "We hope that by highlighting some of the new techniques criminals use, we can educate people in what to look out for and encourage greater reporting of these crimes to police."
Did you get the message?